This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are with Keith Lisenby, a licensed clinical social worker. He's also the CEO of Atlas Behavioral Health Consulting, who has 19 years of clinical and management experience in the behavioral health field. Keith, a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
And you are very welcome. So tell us about Atlas Behavioral Health Consulting.
Okay. Atlas Behavioral Health Consulting is a consulting firm that provides assertive, rational, and objective consulting services to individuals, families, couples, businesses, managers, and leaders in all areas of life in order to assist them in reaching their highest potential. And we use very specifically core values that we've applied from the business world and the world of philosophy to provide this for the people that we serve.
What types of services does Atlas Behavioral Health Consulting offer?
What we offer is we offer a thorough objective assessment and analysis of what is happening with the individual, with the family, or with the business that we're trying to assist. We analyze all aspects of what is happening with the individual or the family or the business from a very objective standpoint, trying to leave a lot of subjectivity out of it. And then we provide, on our own, we provide some independent thinking and ideas as to what ways to move forward in order for the individual or the family or the business to move towards their potential. The whole idea is to provide an analysis, provide rational ideas, independent thinking to the issue, and also meet up with what the client's goals are in order to move forward, because our goal is to have the individual or the family or the business to reach their own concept and definition of success and greatness, however they define it. But we use analysis, thorough analysis, and thorough rational independent thinking to make that happen. We focus on the facts. We focus not on what we necessarily think that things are, but we focus on facts, objectivity, and data to come up with our analysis and to come up with our ideas to help our clients move forward.
Speaking of the client, how do you assist individual clients?
Well, with individual clients, we assess kind of where they are from a biopsychosocial perspective. We look at what is happening with their overall emotional, psychological, rational thinking well-being. We look at their medical well-being, what's happening with them medically, and we look at what's happening with them socially. We look at their family, their community, their job, their church, if that's applicable, other activities that they have in the community, and how they all link together. And then we look at, you know, we assess all of that, and then we look at what is the individual's goals for moving forward to reach their fullest potential. And then we give them the, you know, based on the analysis and the assessment, we give them the ideas and that we have that are based on, you know, clear, objective, core values to help them, you know, move forward. And then we guide them and coach them along as they move along in the process of working with them individually.
What is one thing you can say to someone who wants to reach personal greatness?
Well, the biggest tip I have in order to reach personal greatness is that, number one, it is easier than one thinks it is to achieve. It's easier than you think. It really takes changing the world in you as the individual as opposed to focusing on external factors that one has little power or control to be able to change. In order to change the world in you as an individual, one has to focus on staying focused on the facts, not what we think things are or what we, you know, hope things might be, but focus really on the facts focus on productivity as a, you know, as an individual and whatever, and however that means to that person, and self-esteem. Greatness can and will be yours. It is real. It's achievable. It can happen. But it's important to focus on, you know, the reality and facts and objectivity of the situation that one is in, and focus on productivity and self-esteem as adjuncts to that.
Today we're speaking with Keith Lisenby, a licensed clinical social worker. He's also the CEO of Atlas Behavioral Health Consulting here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Keith, which one of the principles that you described do you think is the most important?
As I said a little bit ago, rationality and sticking with the facts is really the core virtue or area that is really the most important to really focus on, because it's really important for folks to focus on, you know, the actual facts of what is happening and their rational, you know, ideas about what is happening to them in their life. Most people get bogged down in, you know, distorted thinking about certain situations, about their individual job or their family life and so forth, and they get stuck with these distortions, and then that leads them to have very negative emotions about things, and then it then in turn causes folks to then behave in a negative manner in many different ways. If one is focused on the reality of the situation and what the rational facts are objectively, and look at, you know, looking at what is happening based on facts rather than distortions, that will help folks along in the process of feeling better about their situation, feeling better about what's ahead of them, feeling better about themselves, and then being able to move forward accordingly. So it's really being focused on the facts and being focused on being objective.
And how do you assist organizations and business clients?
In very much the same way as we do with individual clients, but with a totally different spin to it, because we're talking about, you know, we're talking about a business as opposed to an individual, and a business is going to be multifaceted. But in terms of, you know, businesses, we look at an objective assessment of the organization. We look at their administrative practices and processes, their business practices. We make a rational set of recommendations to them that are clear, objective, and based on facts. We assist in developing their strategic plan. We can train their leaders and managers to assist them in providing fact-based leadership to their colleagues and subordinates. We train their clinical leadership staff in the area of any area of ethics or any type of business strategy or clinical work. We assist in the development of new business growth strategies. We look at leadership coaching, helping the business develop a different new set of values and vision that sets them apart from their competition. We look at training of clinical staff and leadership staff on the new business model and concepts. And we assist in the development of helping them develop new policies and new procedures that guide their business, as well as developing new service lines and revenue streams. And so it's extremely thorough with businesses and organizations, very similar to what we do for individuals, except on a bigger level.
And how are the principles that you describe differ between individuals and organizations?
Well, when it comes to an organization, and of course a business or organization, it's going to be multifaceted with numerous employees, staff members, and things like that. And I tend to look at a business or an organization much as a very large family that has its dynamics and has its different processes and different culture and so forth. And, you know, so we look at, you know, instead of looking at the individual as this is one person in the grand scheme of their environment, we look at a whole unit which has multiple people in it and focus our attention on what's going to be their best growth as a whole unit as opposed to just an individual. But the guiding principles that we use for individuals and for businesses are the same. We use the same core philosophical principles such as rationality, objectivity, integrity, honesty, productivity, and so forth. We use the same principles with individuals as we do with business. Just with businesses and organizations, it's on a larger scope because there's multiple people and multiple facets and politics and culture involved. Very, very different from working with an individual and different from working with a family, but family's a smaller organism in of itself too. But the same core principles that we use are the same.
What makes Atlas Behavioral Health Consulting different from everyone else out there?
The core philosophy and mission that we have, I believe, makes us different from every other consulting firm out there. We focus on the individual, family, business organization reaching their greatest potential. And our philosophy, using these 10 very core principles that we utilize, that we talked about, that I've talked about before, looking at rationality, honesty, productivity, independent thinking, teamwork, pride, self-worth, justice, objectivity, rationality, reality, and so forth. These core values that we apply that have worked in the business world, we apply to the behavioral health industry, and we apply to behavioral health services from working with individuals, working with families, working with organizations and businesses. These are proven principles in the business world, and so we are just applying them to the behavioral health world and behavioral health services in general, and I think that's what sets us apart. A lot of other folks, focus on what they hope things will be. They don't focus on the real reality of the situation. We focus on the reality and objectivity and rationality of what is happening for the individual, family, or business, and we move forward from there using these core principles that set us apart from others in our industry.
So, Keith, how does one contact Atlas to get started?
There are three main ways to get in contact with us. They can call us today at 404-922-9990 or 850-571-5563. You will get a free quote and an initial free consultation over the phone by calling that number. One can email me directly at keith@atlasbehavioralhealthconsulting.com and get the same thing. You can go to our website, which is www.atlasbehavioralhealthconsulting.com, and go to our Contact Us page and fill out the online form and submit it, and we will be back with you within 24 hours to give you a free initial consult over the phone and get you a free quote for the services that we have to offer.
And finally, Keith, in conclusion, is there one tip that you can leave the listener with on the topic that we've been discussing today?
The main thing is, the main theme of what I've been focused on is that, the future is yours. It is out there. It is yours to have. It is reachable. And that using, rational facts and objectivity and integrity, honesty and objectivity to base your thinking and your decisions will help you reach your greatest potential. It is all within you to do. It has nothing to do necessarily with the outside world. You do not need to change the outside world to make it happen. You change the world in you. And how do you change the world in you? Is you change the world in you based on how you perceive yourself. You perceive your situation, you perceive the world around you. And by perceiving it using rationality and objectivity will help you to, again, as I said before, help you get to an emotional state which is much more positive, much more focused on what is really happening, and then will help guide you in a behavioral direction that will lead you towards that personal greatness that you're looking for.
Thanks so much for joining us. We've been speaking with Keith Lisenby, a licensed clinical social worker. He's also the CEO of Atlas Behavioral Health Consulting, who has 19 years of clinical and management experience in the behavioral health field. And the website of reference, once again, is atlasbehavioralhealthconsulting.com. Keith, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio and very helpful information.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.